Hi guys, welcome to episode 3 of Live the Life You Love podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about gratitude. So, gratitude, the act of giving thanks, giving love for the things and the situations and experiences that you have in life already, and focusing on the positive and all that you have. I love gratitude, okay? Gratitude is so essential for your self-development journey, for a positive mental health mindset, and for also for spirituality and manifestation. I think, did I already say that? I don't know. So, why gratitude? What's so good about it? Gratitude, like, it just kind of refocuses your mind, you know? Like, it just kind of, you know, if you woke up today, let's shift the script. If you woke up today in a bad mood, right? And you were focusing on everything that you haven't achieved, everything that you don't have, all the things that went wrong. And like, you're just going to be stuck in that thought cycle of lack and scarcity and I don't have and I won't ever have and why didn't this happen? And it's kind of, it's just a downward spiral from there, really. Like, your day is just going to be filled with thoughts of I don't have this and they have that. And like I said before, whatever belief you have, your subconscious mind, she's going to back it up. She's going to find evidence to back it up to be true. So if you're going around thinking, my life's so shit, I have nothing, I am nothing, I do nothing, she is going to find evidence that you have nothing, you are nothing, and you do nothing. But obviously, it is up to us to shift that narrative into a more positive and optimistic direction, if that makes sense. Like, you know, it's kind of reshifting our focus onto what we do have. So if you are going about your day and you're like, oh my God, I have this, I did this, and I am this, you know, it kind of, and in a more positive way, and being grateful for that, your mind's going to look for more things to be grateful for. You know, she's going to find evidence to back it up that you're an abundant person, or you're a lucky person, or you're a blessed person. And it also, like, obviously, it's going to put you into a more optimistic mindset, because you're not looking at what you don't have, you're looking at what you do have. And what you focus on expands. So if you're sending off the vibration to the universe or God or whatever, if you're sending off the vibration of, oh my God, I'm in gratitude, I have so much abundance around me that I now recognize, because I'm not feeling sorry for myself and looking at everything that I don't have, the universe is going to respond back by sending things that are on that vibration. So sending things back to you to be grateful for. You know, it's a good cycle. If it's like, it's a cycle either way. You can be in the gratitude cycle or the lack and scarcity cycle. It really is your choice. So yeah, it just shifts the narrative from, oh, what I don't have and why don't I have this, to, but look at what I do have. And I'm grateful for having this and I'm blessed, because a lot of people might not have what you have. A lot of people might dream of having the life that you have, you know? And there's been like countless studies, guys, on gratitude and mental health. Like, I was reading up earlier about Harvard, the amount of Harvard studies, and how people would, there was like 400 or something people, and they were writing about their whatever, and they were told to do gratitude as well. And in a month, their happiness like excelled, it soared, their happiness scales. They jumped from maybe like a 4 to like an 8. And that's just by saying things that you're grateful for. So it creates space for you to focus on what's good and focus on what matters, instead of focusing on what isn't good and what doesn't matter. Because even though when something's going wrong in our life and we're feeling bad and stuff, that's obviously an indication that change needs to happen. But if you're just stuck in that mindset that everything is going wrong and nothing is happening in your life, and you just, you know, that's just you, you're unlucky, you know, you're just a victim of life, really, you're just gonna like be stuck in that cycle and you're not gonna be able to get out. You know, you have to make the conscious decision to be like, do you know what, I do not want to be in this cycle anymore. And I had to do it. I was literally stuck in the cycle of, oh, poor me, you know, I have nothing, I do nothing, I'm not happy, blah, blah, blah. And then I realized, Chloe, get the fuck up and realize what you have in your life and how blessed you are. Anyways, so off of that rant, create a gratitude practice. And how do you create a gratitude practice? So every morning you can journal. I publish a journal, and in my journal I have a question for the morning and a question for the night. And in the morning, it's just five random things that you're grateful for. And so what this does in the morning is you're writing down things to be grateful for, and you're realizing, okay, as soon as you wake up, okay, I have things to be grateful for already. You know, it's 7 a.m. I'm up half an hour and I already have things to be grateful for. Your day is going to look so much better. My day is so much better when I journal and when I answer these questions, because I'm looking, it's almost like looking through life with a rose colored lenses. It's just, everything's more positive. It's just nicer. It's just, there's just so much more to be grateful for when you practice gratitude. And then at night, I have the question of what are you grateful for that happened today? And so what that does is you're reflecting on your day, which is always good to do. And even if you had a shitty day, you will find five things to be grateful for. And if you want to take it a step further, after answering these questions, ask why you're grateful for them. So why are you grateful that you had a nice dinner? Because you are nourished now, your body feels satisfied, your cravings are satisfied, whatever. And why are you grateful for electricity? Because, you know, I can charge my phone, my laptop, I can go online, I can fucking cook and the lights are on, you know? So if you ask the question, you go deeper into the reason why you're grateful for certain things, it just makes it makes you realize like what your life would be like without them, and therefore cultivating even more gratitude. You could also go on gratitude walks. I love gratitude walks. So basically a gratitude walk is, it can be however long you want, 10 minutes, an hour, whatever. And you basically just, from start to finish, as soon as you walk outside your house or wherever, you are going to start saying things that you are grateful for from start to finish, one by one, one thing after another. And what this does is it forces you to come up with things, because after about like 5 minutes, like you run out of ideas, like you're like, oh, like, is there anything else I can be grateful for? And then you'll realize, yes, like, you know, you could be grateful for like your fork or a hairbrush or running water, you know? And then it makes you realize again how abundant and blessed you are in your life. And another thing that I do in the morning for my gratitude practice is I do a gratitude meditation. Now there's loads of these on YouTube, and if you are new to meditating or you just find it hard to meditate, guided gratitude meditations are great for getting into meditations and also for your gratitude practice. Because personally, I found when I started meditating, like, it was just so hard to get into a meditative state, just from like meditation music and, you know, your thoughts would be popping around your mind or whatever, and you couldn't really get that clear space. But what I find is when it's a guided meditation, you know, you kind of have to think about certain things, and the topic obviously of a gratitude meditation is gratitude. So if you're doing like a gratitude meditation, and by the way, they're like, they go on for like 5 to I think 25 minutes is the longest I did, so it can really, like, you can fit it in your morning if you need to. And it just helps you really so first of all, you're meditating. So you're operating from a space of kind of clarity, clear mind, focus, whatever. And also from a place of gratitude, because obviously you're meditating on gratitude. So you're already starting your day positive. You know, you're already starting your day blessed. And another little habit that you could get into for a gratitude practice, and this one is so easy peasy, it's just saying thanks for random little things throughout the day, you know, like, I don't know, like if somebody at you crossed the road, you can be like, oh my god, thank you, like just in your head or under your breath or whatever, you know, being, I don't know, my mind's gone blank, but like kind of like being like maybe first in line at the shop so you don't have to wait actually in line at all, being thankful for that, being thankful for having a really nice shower, or being thankful for just even having a good day. Another little practice that I do every night is I pray. Now, not really like, I don't pray like, I don't know if you can call it prayer. I call it prayer, but it's not like a Our Father or a Hail Mary. It's more like a every day I just thank my whatever you believe in. So I believe in angels and spirit guides and my ancestors or whatever. And I just thank them for everything that went right and things that went wrong, because if only good things happened to me in my life, I wouldn't be here. So I do make the effort to also give thanks to things that went wrong, because maybe they helped me grow, or maybe they helped me see another perspective or whatever. Okay, so that was a quick episode today, but even though there's not a lot of content in the topic of gratitude, it is so essential for even just well-being. It's a huge practice in spirituality and self-development and also healing. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode, guys. If you want to purchase my journal, I will leave a link down below, and also a book if you really want to get into gratitude. Actually, I read a book, it's called The Magic by Rhonda Byrne. Oh my god. And I'll link it down below, but basically it's like a 28-day gratitude journey, and it really helps cultivate that kind of sense of gratitude into your everyday life. Okay, so I will see you next week, guys. Thank you so much.